Welcome to episode 6 of the Beyond Time and Space podcast, a podcast that covers the SGWF. We're recording on Saturday, November the 9th, 2024. This will cover episodes on Titans on November 4th, Paragons November 6th, and Eclipse November 8th. We're going to start with the stuff that happened on Titans on Monday, November the 4th. Basically, let's start off with we had the debut of Big Delicious. Boy, oh boy, was this boy big. There is a lot of Delicious in the ring. Huge. There is a very brief spot where it looked like Flanders was oh so close to winning the match and spoiling the debut. However, Big Delicious kicked out at like 2.99999 and he wound up winning the match. So we'll see him again this coming Wednesday where he's looking to pull a Zinda. He's got to win the men's battle royal and then hopefully defeat Damian Jade to be able to pull the Zinda. On Monday, we also had Baby Firefly interjected again as the special guest referee for a match between Pretty Boy Amario and Toasty. It was a non-title matchup for because Toasty is the Canadian champion. And here we see again where Baby Firefly put herself in as the guest referee. We had no idea that it was going to happen. And here she is. And once again, Pretty Boy Amario lost the match. So there were some calls that were kind of like not great, but there are some calls that were okay. So is this a thing? Like is this on purpose? You know, is she going to keep doing this? Is Pretty Boy or Mario, like, is he aware? Like, of what's going on? Like, are they doing a thing? Right? Is it, you know, is she intentional? Oh, no, I'm going to referee for you. And he's like, oh, okay, baby. And she intentionally screws him over. Like, oh, whoops. Right? But then, for the most part, does okay. I don't know, right? So we'll have to find out. I have also sent a message to Federation administrators asking, you know, are you guys okay with this too? Because I don't know, right? Not really sure this is should be allowed to continue on a ad hoc basis, you know, as like a surprise thing, because we like to run things by the book here. We also had Diamond Kazarian won a dark match against Captain Spaulding and also won a Fatal 4-Way by pinning Brummy. You had Dr. Bacon and Hughes was also in that match. You had Reese Omega and Hannah Finch earned upset victories over Velvet Dove and Large Marge in singles matches. So the Varsity Club were both, they both won their matches in singles matches. Maybe they're all on the rise, right? We had a random pairing between Anthony Jindrak and Vincent Speedy Pee-wee Johnson. Vincent Johnson and Jindrak were paired up because Diamond Kazarian was already in two matches, and so they got paired up as a random thing, and they defeated the Dominion, where Anthony Jindrak pinned Thomas Wolfridge. We also had Isabella Carey defeating Olive Oil. Sergeant Rosa Rivera beat Dante Moon in a non-title matchup by pinfall, and The Witch won a triple threat, pinning Alex Samuels. That match also included Baby Firefly, but there was no sign of Pretty Boy Mario in the triple threat. I don't know what's going on there, right? I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out on Titans. Like, the next Titans will be next Friday on Monday or Friday the 15th. So we'll find out if anything new arises there. Paragons happened on Wednesday, November the 6th. We had the vacant men's universal title was up for grabs. Basically, Jericho Vega won the universal title, defeating Dr. Bacon at Halloween Havoc, and then won the men's big belt. And because he won the men's big belt, he had to keep one, right? So he had to vacate the universal title. So that, so the brand title is open, and we had to fill the hole. We had a semifinal. We had three semifinals. I don't know if that makes sense, but sure. Snake Eyes won the first one, defeating Blob and Carnage. Colonel Andres Rivera defeated Teddy King, Cowboy Kurt, and Sephiroth to win the second semifinal. And the third semifinal saw Captain Spaulding defeat Sebastian Van Size, Chris Redfield, and Sora Kimura. In the finals, it was a triple threat, the winners of each of the semifinals, and it was the first of two falls. Captain Spaulding won his first universal title. He's won other belts before, but this is the first time this is the first time that he won the universal title, and he scored pinfalls both on Snake Eyes and Colonel Rivera. So he's crowned the new champ, and we'll see where he goes from there. Well, you know, it could be onwards and upwards, right? Candy Mandy defeated Trish DiBiase by submission. Maddie Hunter defeated Scarlett. Arlandi defeated Jinx. So both members of Covert Ops both lost there. The Baker defeated Candy Mandy by submission. Now, the issue here is that both wrestlers are managed by the same person. And so we've got Federation investigators are checking things out because it feels a little sketchy. Like, this match was pretty short, so maybe somebody was told, oh, just tap, like, really quick, and then no one will get hurt, you know, and it'll be fine, right? We don't like that kind of crap, so we'll find out if anything weird was going on. Maple Marksman also defeated Lilith Knight in a non-title matchup by pinfall. On Eclipse on Friday, November the 8th, so I have to say, you know, it's my job to make sure everything is all on the up and up. However, on Friday night, it seemed like the announcer could have been on drugs or something because they botched every single wrestler's announcement, right? So I have to say I'm sorry for that because, I mean, I know I didn't do it, but, you know, sorry. Because it still reps me too. So, anyways, hopefully it won't ever happen again, right? We had Sarka Rose defeat Diana Wonder in a 20 count. Now, the reason why this is like the top thing that I'm saying is since we've gone with 20 counts, we've never had a count out. And so this was the first time we've actually had a 20 count out or a count out on a 20 count. And basically, we saw Sarka Rose got put through the barricade by Diana Wonder. However, Wonder got up and took the long way around, and by the time she got to the ramp, Sarka Rose ran up, nailed her, and ran back inside the ring right before the 20 and won the match. So we're very likely looking at rebooking these two in something like a false count in wear match or something like that, or maybe like an Extreme Rules, something where we're not going to get a count out win, you know. We also had Phantom defeating the Ninth Degree, and the Ninth Degree, after losing, offered his hand in respect, you know, like a handshake, and Phantom slapped it away. And the manager for the Ninth Degree called the action rude, and I agree. I'm shocked that Phantom would even do that, but here we are, right? So I don't know what's going on with Phantom. Maybe he's having a hard time with something, but we also saw Claire Redfield defeating Jen Savage in a non-title matchup. Jen Savage is a new Universal Champion. She defeated Allie Morgan at Halloween Havoc. Now, because of this win, Redfield gets placed in the number one contender match in a couple weeks, maybe more in like about a month or so. Currently, along with Allie Morgan and anybody else that could happen to be Jen Savage or get a lot of power ranking points. Claire Redfield offered the handshake of respect, and it was accepted by Jen Savage. So, you know, that was nice to see that everything's not all like, I'm gonna kill you kind of thing, right? Or I'm smacking you down or whatever, right? So seeing a little bit of mutual stuff is good, right? We had Marshall Magnum defeating Marko Vujovic using, a questionable maneuver to the ribs. And it was so bad that it basically stunned him. And Marshall Magnum was able to pin him. Now, when the match was over, Magnum attacked Vujovic. And while he did that, we had overheard him yelling about Marco's Nico knees or something. I don't know, but I personally don't think it's wise to talk about his knees because they are the deadliest knees in the entire Fed. Deadliest. I'm not sure what Magnum is thinking, but he should rethink his approach to stuff. The other matches that happened there, the results were Furious Frankie defeated the Baker by pinfall. Mighty Might won a three-way pinning Blitzkrieg. King DDT was also in this match, but he was a non-factor. Not really sure what's going on with him. He seems to be like in a downward spiral, and I wouldn't put anything past him to start doing really bad stuff to get back up on track. Ever since he lost the title in a Money in the Bank cash-in, it seems to have gone to his head. Who knows what he's going to do to come back out of it, right? Allure beat Lady J by pinfall. Bone Collectors beat Pretty Deadly with Gabriel Slay pinning Percy Mochaccino III. Velvet Assassin pinned Cover Girl. And Isabella Ramon won the triple threat pinning a apparent submissive Queen Violet Raven. This is the second time we've seen the Queen coming out with some submissive attire. The second time since we've seen her lose to the Teacher in the Teacher's Tools match, we've asked the Teacher and Violet Raven about this, and none have actually answered at all. They just don't answer. So I don't know. I'm not sure if this is going to be a thing or not. We'll have to find out, I guess. That's pretty much it. We're ramping up to our 5-year show, WrestleMania 5, on Sunday, December the 22nd. Probably going to start around 12 p.m. because it's going to be a long show, and then I have a stream afterwards. And then, and all of December we'll be doing we'll be doing boxed giveaways. So instead of doing our normal lurker reward box, we will be doing boxes for all of our shows and streams in December. There should be 17 boxes in total, 12 streams in total, 13 streams in total. Actually, 12 will give away one box, and then the 13th will give away the remaining five. That will be our 5-year show, and then we'll be off until January, whatever, when we come back. And there will be a 2-week thing, a two-week break, where we will be pinging people. If you want to keep your wrestler, you must respond. If not, that's all good. And if you miss it and you want to come back in after, all welcome. Next week, our schedule is going to be Monday, November the 11th at 12 p.m. We're going to try 12 p.m. this time instead of 1 p.m. We're going to have Nova. It looks like that show really only features a lurker reward match between, it was a ladder match that I picked between Usov, Candy Mandy, Arlandi, Claire Redfield, Jen Savage, Olive Oil, the Teacher, and Sergeant Rosa Rivera. On Wednesday, November the 13th at 12 p.m., we have Galactic Wrestling, where there will be the Men's Battle Royal. Big Delicious attempts to pull a Zynda, so he needs to win the Battle Royal, and then he's got to beat Damian Jade, who will be defending the title against whoever wins the Battle Royal. For the Gauntlet, the women's side, Rhys Omega, who lost the title last time, is looking to get a rematch against Baby Firefly, who will be defending the winner of the Gauntlet for the net title. Friday, November the 15th at 12 p.m. will be Titans This match will have a lurker reward match by Dante Moon. She has selected Dante Moon against Isabella Carey. And I think that is pretty much it. For communications wise, if you want to send in anything, you can do so preferably by subspace. It's much easier to deal with stuff and throw that on stream if you want. If you need to record stuff by MP3s, I mean, it's pretty old tech, but you know, you can if you want, but really subspace is better. You can reach us on Discord or email and all that stuff. Now, we are streaming live this time, so I am going to read some stuff from the chat. Underdog says that he is a big deal, and I agree with that. He is a big, big deal. Underdog was here. Golden Star was here. I'm not going to call out anyone that was like lurking, you know? So, but if you actually said something in chat, you know, cool, cool. Stone, you are amazing. Nope, you are amazing. Truth. See, yes, that is true. He is amazing. Wait, I turned off. Wait, metal for math? Sorry, Adams. How are you, man? Mario can't catch a break. Yeah, I know. It seems like Mario's participation with Baby Firefly seems to be not going his way. Not really sure where it's going to go. Filling the hole. Right. I forgot what the hell I said, but yep, we need to fill the hole. Oh, right. We need to fill the hole. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 is a registered sex offender. Hey, yo. LB, thank you for the 100 bits. That won't be on the podcast. But there will be the gap of where I'm listening to it, unfortunately, because I just in case, I mean, I guess we probably could, as long as, like, I guess I could go back and edit anything out if I think it was not nice, you know, like somebody decided, like, F you, Stone, you're an asshole. I mean, they're probably true, but, you know, anyways, announcer needs to get tested ASAP. Yeah, I don't know what the announcer's deal was on a Friday night, but we're checking things out. We have somebody having a look at him, getting tested for PEDs. PEDs. PEDs, not PEDs. PEDs, sorry. Phantom doesn't like the ninth degree burns by Golden Star. Yeah, not sure what Phantom. Like, usually I thought he was a pretty nice guy, but I guess he just wasn't having any of the ninth degree sass or his heat. LB, thank you for contributing to our Marble Season 8 Challenge. LB, I hope you're doing well, sir. Great one. How are you? And LB came in with the bits, with 100 bits. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 is a registered 6 offender. So that's going to be it. I guess, like, for future, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this every single time. I thought I'd just give her a go, and we might monkey around with it and change stuff up, like maybe put the bits on as, you know, if you guys want to do jokes, you can. And because then at least it's not this weird pause where on the audio side, it'll be like, huh? The recording on YouTube will have it. The audio on Spotify will not, because that's strict audio, nothing else. I can tweak it, though. Great one. Thank you for contributing to our main event challenge. So yeah, we'll be back for SGWF stuff on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week, all at 12 p.m. Eastern. And, that is going to be it. So thanks for listening. And, if you want to send in anything by email or voice or whatever, you can. And if not, that's cool. We're just screwing around here. Peace. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF and may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.